Washington, D.C.'s first and oldest synagogue has a new home after it was rolled down the street to make way for a new development. As Michaela LaFrack from member station WAMU reports, the modest brick building was worth saving because of its long and eclectic history.
Picture this, a nearly 150-year-old, 270-ton building crawling down a street in the nation's capital. No, it wasn't an act of God. This week, the former synagogue was hoisted onto a truck bed and moved a block to 3rd and F Streets in the city's downtown. Before the move started, a local rabbi recited a traveler's prayer in Hebrew. The building was reinforced with steel beams, mounted onto more than 60 wheels, and rolled down the street at a turtle's pace, 1 mile per hour. It's changing locations to make way for a new set of mixed-use buildings. The synagogue will then be repurposed into the Capitol Jewish Museum, which will explore the history of Jewish life in Washington. It'll have artifacts, like one of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's lace collars. There will also be an exhibit on the synagogue itself. It was built in 1876. President Ulysses S. Grant was at its dedication. Kara Blonde is the museum's executive director.
It was the first synagogue built in Washington. It was home to the Addis Israel congregation. And for the first 30 years of its life, it was this remarkable little community.
Then the congregation moved on to a bigger space, and the building was put up for sale. Blonde said it switched ownership many times over the next six decades.
It became a deli and a barber shop and a barbecue restaurant and a bicycle store. It really kind of melted into the fabric, the urban fabric of Washington.
In the 1960s, the city needed the location, so the Jewish community rallied to get the building historic landmark status. Then, a couple named Lillian and Albert Small paid to have it moved three blocks in 1969. Their daughter, Carolyn, was there to watch.
It was hot. That's what I remember.
She's 91 now and came out to watch it move again.
It was exciting, just like this is. Isn't that fabulous to see it move like that?
After its first move, the building served as the headquarters of a small Jewish museum. Then, in 2016, it was moved again, 60 feet, and it was left on wheels. When the synagogue's journey finally came to an end this week, D.C. delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton came out to watch.
And I've come to say to those of you who keep moving our synagogue around, you can keep moving it all you want to, but you're never going to move it out of the District of Columbia. For God's sake, the third move. This has got to be the last move. We insist that this be its permanent home.
Nearby, people listened to klezmer music and looked at renderings of the future museum. Despite all the struggles of relocating a historic building, there is one upside to this final move. The synagogue now faces east again, in line with Jewish tradition. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrack in Washington.